from the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk, New Jersey's most listened to station. New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 12 o'clock. I'm Rick Rickman. Topping our report this hour, a 36-year-old Woodbridge man is charged with the murder of his 4-year-old son.
Somerset County prosecutors say Sean Tate called for help one afternoon last February from a Franklin Township hotel. He told police the child had suffered injuries in the days before falling unresponsive. The 4-year-old boy was pronounced dead within hours, but the death was only recently ruled a homicide. In addition to first-degree murder, Tate is charged with endangering the welfare of a child. Erin Vogt, New Jersey 101.5 News.
The winner of a $1.3 billion lottery ticket sold in New Jersey is beginning the process of collecting the money. The Mega Millions jackpot ticket was sold last March at a ShopRite in Neptune. New Jersey lottery officials say the winner has already begun the process of collecting that prize by submitting the winning ticket. The winner is taking the lump sum payment of $537 million before taxes. Speaking alongside President Trump to Fox News' Sean Hannity, Elon Musk says the country needs to get its finances under control.
If the deficit is not brought under control, America will go bankrupt. This is a very important thing for people to understand.
Trump says Musk and Joge has found only 1% of the wasteful spending so far, and it couldn't end up amounting to $1 trillion. New Jersey News brought to you by Edison Nissan. The Nissan President's Day sale is here, and it's bigger than ever. Make your way to Route 46 Nissan, Route 17 Nissan, Edison Nissan, and Route 33 Nissan for presidential savings with a 0% financing on the Nissans you want. After 500 days in captivity, 21-year-old Idan Alexander of Tenafly, who has been held hostage by Hamas since October 7th, 2023, may finally be coming home soon. According to the Jerusalem Post, Alexander should be released in the second phase of the hostage ceasefire agreement. His release hinges on Israeli negotiations to free the remaining 60 hostages. The terms of the current ceasefire requires a full withdrawal of Israeli troops from Gaza. Download our free app and sign up for breaking news, weather, and traffic alerts sent to your phone. Customize it for your neighborhood and stay informed with New Jersey 101.5. Will it start to warm up? Chief Meteorologist Dan Zero's complete forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather. It is nice to dig out of the deep freezer today. A welcome warming trend kicking in. Now, is it going to feel like spring? Not really, not yet. South Jersey could come close to 60 degrees next week around Tuesday, so we can look forward to that. Lower to mid-30s today with lots of sunshine, but also a brisk breeze, reminding you it's still chilly out there. The wind calms down tonight. It'll be clear and cold, lows around 20. More sunshine tomorrow with late-day clouds, light winds. Highs will be near 40, and we'll wrap up this last weekend of February with a nice day on Sunday. Sun and clouds, seasonable high temperatures pushing into the mid-40s. I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zero.
Elizabeth is 30, Lakewood is 32, Sea Isle City is 34. Weather brought to you by Guaranteed Service. Heating system not keeping you warm, leaky faucet, backed up sewer line, or not enough hot water? Call Guaranteed Service today and get your complete heating system tune-up for only $77 and stay cozy all winter long. Visit GuaranteedService.com or call 1-800-GUARANTEED. Fast traffic and instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. We're proud to be Jersey's own New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.